think it's kedai to go back to yesterday's daf, which the topic, of course, was the machloikis between Abaye and Rava, yish loy midas havi yish or loy havi yish. And the Gemara said that although throughout Shas, whenever there's a machloikis between Abaye and Rava, hilchasa k'Rava, however, there are six exceptions to the rule, and this is one of them. Yish loy midas, the halacha is not like Rava, that Haviyish, but rather the halacha is like Abaya Haviyish. And the Gemara, in fact, gave a simen for the six times that the halacha is like Abaya, the Hilchasa Kavase, the Abaya Biyal Kagam, and Ayin Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam famously argues, where Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, they lay out what exactly this acronym stands for, what are the six machloikis in Shas, where Hilchasa Kavase, the Abaya. We've mentioned in the past that the Noida B'Yehuda in his drushes had a fascination with the Yal Kagam. In fact, if you look in the drushes in Deirish Letzion, and these are drushes that the Noida B'Yehuda gave before he became Rav in Prague. He was Rav in Yampolo. So there were 3 years in a row. In Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, Tav Kuf Yud Beis, and in Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, the Noida B'Yehuda darshened on the Yal Kagam. In fact, it was one long drasha that took the Noida B'Yehuda 3 years, three Shabbos Shuvas, that's when he gave these drashas, for him to give. He started it with a fascinating kasha. We actually mentioned this not so long ago, when we learned the last one of the Yal Kagams, which is the Machlokes Abaye V'Rava, Eidzoimim L'Mafreya Hunifsal, which is in Perek Merubah. And the Noida B'Yehuda was bothered. He didn't understand the seder of the Yal Kagam. Yal Kagam, Yud is Yishalay Midas, Ayin is Eidzayim L'mafreya, Lamed is Lechiyah Me'elov, and he said the Chayr, it's out of order. He would have thought that the way Yal Kagam should have been presented, the acronym, is based on the Seder of Shas. So you have Zra, Moyed, etc., and go through the six machlokes in between Abaye V'Rava, and that's how the Siman should have been. And really, it's not in order. And he says that we know there's a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what the Seder is. According to Rashi, it's one way. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's another way. But either way, Bein L'Rashi, Bein L'Rabbeinu Tam, this is Shaloika Seder. The way he says it is that according to Rashi, Vayuroi Elioi Sidron, Lagak Ayam. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it should have been Kiga Yama. Sounds funny to us. Yal Kagam sounds perfectly normal, right? But that's because we've heard about Yal Kagam since we're in fifth grade. But really, it's Shaloika Seder. Safrek Denoida Behuda. This is the way he started Tof Kuf Yud Aleph in Yampala. And he says, I don't understand why it's Yal Kagam. It should have been in a different order. And he went on to say something that's so brilliant. At the time that we spoke this out, we were ma'ir. It's not clear who was sitting in the audience that was able to hulk up and follow the Noida B'Yehuda's cheshbonos. It's mind-bogglingly mefulfuldig and charifistig. It's very, 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 very hard. But the Noida B'Yehuda made a cheshbon, and he said that the truth is, the reason we paskin like Abayan over Rava in the six Yal Kagams, it's because once you paskin like the first, you have to paskin like the second. And when you paskin like the second, you have no choice but to paskin like the third. And when you paskin like the third, you're mukhrich to paskin like the fourth. And he says that's why it was presented in this order, because one begets the other. Meaning it all starts, hilchaz ha-kavase da'abaya b'yishalei midas. And once we paskin like abaya b'yishalei midas, now you have no choice. You're forced to paskin like abaya eidzoy mil mafrei unifsal. And when you hold the eidzoy mil mafrei unifsal, you have no choice but to hold like abaya and lechi yoy mi'eloch. One leads to the other. And he says, that's why if you go through the six Yal Kagams, only twice does it say tuf to the Rava. Because only two of them was there really a checkmate kasha on Rava. The other four there weren't. And if that's the case, it begs the question, why did Chazal say, hilchaz ha-kavase da'abaya? Bishloy mil yishalei midas was tuf to the Rava tuf to. So I understand why we paskin like Abaye, but all the other ones it didn't. He says the Teretz is it's all included in the simon of the Yal Kagam. But either way, it's your dua. The Yodei Dover know that the Noida B'Yehuda had a fascination with the Yal Kagam. One of the places that the Noida B'Yehuda darshened about the Yal Kagam was in the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. It's printed in the new drushes from the Noida B'Yehuda, formerly in the Drush Yatzlach. In the new drushes, it's Drush Lamed Hey. In the old drushes, it's Drush Chaf Dalet. This drasha was already given in Prague. And in this drasha, the Noida B'Yehuda wasn't saying pilpul. The Noida B'Yehuda was already giving Musar. And he starts off, he says, Lo yamedrish hua ikir ela hamaisa. He says, I know that it's gishmak to get up maybe and give a drasha and say a pilpul. But let's be honest. Lo yamedrish hua ikir ela hamaisa. And he started off giving very, very varma Musar. He said like this. He says, we know the first Mishnah Masechtas Yuma says, Shivas yomim koidim yomaki purim mafrishin koin godol. that the Kohen Gadol, 7 days before Yom Kippur, he would leave his house and he would be secluded in Lishkas Parhedrin. Said the Noidim, what was the purpose of him being in Lishkas Parhedrin for those 7 days? He says it's Yudua. It says in the Sfarim Makdoshim that during the week of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, a person has the ability to be Mesakin all the Averis that he did the whole year. So on Sunday of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he could be Mesakin all the Averis that he did on all the Sundays the whole year. On Monday, he could be Mesakin all the Monday. On Tuesdays, he could be Mesakin all the Tuesdays. V'cheheno. Every single day, he has the ability to be Mesakin all the Averis that he did on that year. I went to Chassan Sofer. I remember every year Aseres Yimei Tshuva, they used to tell us that now it's Sunday, you can be Mesakin all the Sundays. Monday, you can be Mesakin all the Mondays. Right? This is standard in the Chassidish Welt that in the last day of the year, or the first day of week of the year, that Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you have the ability to go ahead and be Mesakin and make up for all the different gams that a person did during those days. That means it comes from the Arizal. But Al Koponim, Snedenoi, the Behuda, that was the Inyan of Shivas Yavim Koidim Yema Kippurim. That for 7 days now, the Kohen Gadol has to go. Sunday has to be Mesakin on Sundays. Mondays. And only then is he going to be royally Konis Lefnai V'Lefnai. So he started off his Joshua and he said like this. He said that this year, Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Shabbos, which means we have a full year, right? Rosh Hashanah Shcholiyos B'Shabbos. But it means we have a full week to go ahead now and be Nesoirer on Shabbos Shuvah and start working and walking away with Nesoirus so that on Sunday you'll be Mesakin all the Sundays. Monday all the month. This is the Noid Behuda talking, right? The Noid Behuda who wrote the Shuvah about L'Shem Yichud. This is the Noid Behuda who's quoting Dari and quoting really this is Chassidus 101 that during the week of Aseres Yimei Tshuva you have the ability to be Mesakin all the Averis that you did during all the days of that specific day during the year. And this is how we start. He said, Baruch Hashem, we're going to have a full week until Rosh Hashanah, and like this we'll be able to be Mesakin all the different Averis that we did. And then he said that the emes is that, you know, I feel like every year we get up and we order the oilam to do tshuva, and the oilam doesn't do tshuva. And he said, Shafti v'hisboinanti. I sat down and I was misboining, why is it that the oilam doesn't do tshuva? He said, I realized there's 6 reasons. And he said, these 6 reasons, I think we could give a simon ladava for. And the simon is Yalkigam. And he says that, for those that know, I've already darshened in the past on Yalkigam. But those drushes, he says, that I gave, those were pilpulim. Avaloya medreshua ikir ela maisa. He said, this is the drusha I want you to hear. And he says, there's 6 reasons that people don't do tshuva. And it's really merumis in the Yalkigam. And he goes through each one of them. Starting with the first, and that is, he says, the number one reason, the primary reason that people don't do tshuva is because they give up hope. It's because they have yish. And they feel that, I've tried, I do so many averes, yeah, I'll be good for a little bit, but the mice, it's not going to stick. And who am I to do? Yeah, the other guy could, but the averes and the pekel that I have, I'm not shaykh to it. The answer to that person is Yiyush. The reason you're being Miyayish is Shaloi Midas. It's because you don't understand the power of Tshuva. Because if you would understand that Ein Lecha Dover HaOymei Bifnei HaTshuva Loi HaYisa Misyayish, you would never be Miyayish. So the first thing we tell the guy who doesn't want to do Tshuva is that I know, I see it, I feel it. Your energy is that you already gave up. But those listen, Yiyush and Shaloi Midas. This is the first thing that we go ahead and we tell this person. And then he went on to talk about this Indian of how a Yid can never be Miyayish. And he says things that if I would have told you that the Mechab is the Noi de Behuda, maybe you would have attributed it to somebody else. But this is what's going on in this drasha from the Noi de Behuda. Incidentally, this is not really our Indian, but the end of this drasha, so the Noi de Behuda tells the Olam that, you know, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Aseres Yimei Tshuva falls out right before Sukkot. And he says it's not a coincidence that it falls out before Sukkot, because what's Sukkot? Sukkot is we sit B'tzila de Mehemnusa, and we go Tachas Kanfei Yashchina. We're like the Kohen Gadol, who's going Lefnai V'Lefnim. And the Kohen Gadol, before he went Lefnai V'Lefnim, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Mafrish Kohen Gadol Mibeitzai L'Lishkas Parajan. So we need our precious. And our precious is our Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And therefore, we do Tshuva before we come to Sukkot. Because how are you going to enter the Lefnai V'Lefnim, the Mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without first doing Tshuva? And then he said something else that I thought was very interesting. He said that when we're going to sit in the Sukkah now for 7 days, we're not going to be alone. We're going to have guests. We're going to have a shpizin. And Avraham Avinu is going to be with us. And Yitzchak, again, this is the Noid Behuda talking, who wrote a famous tshuva, right? You might have heard about it, about L'shem Yichud. And he's being Tavei the Olam, you're going to be sitting with the Ashpizin. It's unbelievable. And he says, how can you sit together with the Ashpizin if you're going to be in a state of Tumah and you're not going to be B'kdusha V'tahayru? See, it was Ma'ayru the Olam that you have to do tshuva. Six reasons, and the first reason is Yishalei Midas. You know, when we started the Masechta on Daf Beis, so we spoke out, Amish Dvorim Malhiven from Rab Tzadik in the Sefer Dimrei Sofer, where Rab Tzadik says, Ein liYehudi lehisya'ish mishum davar. A yid can never be miyayish. Bein binyone aguf, bein binyone hanefesh. A person should never give up. Ki ein yiyush klal eitzel ish Yehudi. V'Hashem yisbaruch yachal az b'cholin. The Eibush is always bekayach. The Eibush can always save a person. And there's really no makim for yiyush by a yid. And then Reb Tzadik went on to say that if you think about it, the whole binyan of the Ummah HaYisraelis, it came about La'achar hayiyush hagomer da'avram v'sara. He says, when Sara Imenu heard that she was going to have a child, she laughed. This is Sara who's a tzadekis. Sara that's in Avia. Sara who believed. But at the same time, she was so miyuyish, and she had so many good cheshbonos, why it couldn't have been possible, that when she heard, her reaction was, she literally laughed. Because she had given up hope. But when did Sorry, get the Yeshua? It was Dafka after she gave up hope. That's when she was Zoychat Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. And says, Rav Tzadik, this is literally a binyan av for Kla Yisrael to understand that a Yid should never be Miyayish. And Faket, when the person feels the most Miyayish, that's when he's supposed to deher. That's when he's supposed to understand that Faket, the Eibush is going to come and the Eibush is going to bail him out. And he says, that's what Yishaya Hanavi meant when Yishaya Hanavi said, Habitu al Avram Avichem, Val Sorot Techelalchem. What was Yishaya Novi saying? He was saying that if a yid ever feels like he wants to give up, he should remember Avram and Sarah. When they were Miyuyish, that's Dafka when the Yeshua came. And he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadik Zayin, Amad Aleph, Eim Ben David Ba Ache Yisya Hashem and HaGa'ula. That the Ga'ula is going to come Dafka after Yid is Miyuyish. And we shtelled it too. We said over Torah from Moshe Grun, we shtelled it too to Rabbi Lezah Godel and Eliezer is the Gematrish in Yudches, and that's the Gematrish in Yiyush. Rabbi Tzadik said that's Pshat in the Gemara in Lulav HaGozla. Yisafta Tvarim the flood. But the point that Reb Tzadik's making, the mussar that Reb Tzadik is saying, is that a yid should never be miyayish. And the reason is because when a person is miyayish v'keret, it's dafke then when he's the most prone for the gulag to come. The hesber in Reb Tzadik, I think, is very, very poshut. As long as a person feels that there's hope, as long as a person feels that there's someone to talk to, there's somebody to go to, there's a certain ishtadlus that he can make, so as much as he's by Teich Bakadosh Baruch Hu, but the betochen is not going to be 100%. Because there's still a level, there's an element of Al Tiftachu Benedivin. It's dafka when a person's meyuyish. When a person gives up, when a person says, I literally uncovered every stone, I made every phone call, I tried, I literally went from one side of the world to the other, and there's no hope. When a person comes to that point, if he's a maimon, the hakara that he's going to have is that the only person that can help me is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what Reb Tzadik is saying is that the yid shouldn't be miyayish. You know why? Because when you taka feel miyayish, that's tough. The matzav of yiyush is going to bring the geula. Yiyush, in a counterintuitive way, leads to the greatest petachin in the world. Because when you give up and you realize there's no ishtadlus you can make anymore, snafakert, it's tafke at that time that you're going to come to the matzav, you're going to come to that karav, you know what, the Eibush is the only one that can help me. And when a person comes to that, that's a tremendous skula. It's a tremendous skula for that person taka to be helped. Truth is, Chayvus Havavah says it right in the beginning of Shara Betochen. Literally, it's Daf Aleph Amid Aleph in Chayvus Havavah Shara Betochen. He talks about this inyan. He says that a person that's Beiteach Bizulasai, that's his Lashon. See, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Hashem says, no problem. You're being some, you're Bitochen Bizulasai, let Zulasai help you. And if Zulasin can help you, I'll help you. And if you can't, I'm sorry. I'll try better next time. But Devishna says, however, if you're going to take your Bitochen and you're going to place it by me, then I'm going to take care of you. And Eibush is a kol yachal. Hashem can take care of everything. When a person is miyuyish, at that point, there's no one else to be some his betachin in either than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the biggest school of, that's Ein Yisrael Nigolin Elokish and Yashu. When Klal Yisrael is going to chop, it's not this president, it's not this political party, it's not this, it's not that. When the Yidden are going to come to a hakara that the only person that can help the Jew in Golus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ben David Ba. That's when Mashiach is going to come. But as long as we're connecting that, oh, this is good, it's mamish bash. That, on the one hand, leads to betochen, but it's a misplaced betochen. Because the real betochen is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that can help us. When we're not boiteach bizulasai, that's the biggest skula for ultimately for there to be a Yeshua.